Williams. We will see you tomorrow. Jimmy, sing us out. Did you still sing it?
Yeah, Jimmy McMillan.
By the way, I'd like to mention that we are taking calls now.
Oh, all right. We got a number.
646-929-1357.
You can call and talk to us and shit.
Thanks to Google Phones.
That's right. You know, you can make free calls from Gmail.
Oh, well, I just learned that now.
Yeah. Look at that.
Just installed
we'll get
it.
Some free product placement on the live cast.
We can do it in the kitchen. We can do it while I'm talking on the phone. We can do it while
yeah,
we're
you can
searching
call
on
people
Google.
From the kitchen or from the bathroom as long as you have a laptop.
Or while you're talking on the phone.
Let's get it on.
Who is that? Who do we got on the line now? We got nobody on the line. Well, we have somebody,
we have
but you don't know who it is.
On the line.
Okay. I need to learn these signals. Like,
who is this?
Mongoose.
Hello.
Oh, what's up, Mongoose?
How are you?
Not too much. Getting ready to celebrate Festivus tomorrow.
Oh. Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
With the rest of us,
so,
I hope.
Would you like to air any grievance?
Yeah, that's what this show's all about.
I'm pretty sure this Festivus is celebrated on the live cast every Wednesday.
Yeah, for 2 hours.
Pretty much. So, I have a question for you guys. I know you don't celebrate Christmas, but, like, what's the weirdest present someone's ever given you?
The weirdest president?
Present?
I would say Jimmy Carter. He's pretty weird. And someone gave him to me.
What?
No? The weirdest president?
Oh, that was so bad.
That was even worse than my jokes, Rob.
He did sort of stutter when he said present, but you could have done better
yeah,
with your...
A weirder president? Theodore Roosevelt?
Something. You could have had more.
Ronald Reagan.
What was so weird about Jimmy Carter when he was given to you? Like, what did he do that was
oh,
weird?
He kept trying to shut down the war in Iran, and I'm like, Jimmy, what are you doing?
Do we have to keep going down this road?
I was trying to let him dig himself out of the hole, and he just...
This is a broken limb on the comedy tree.
I'm all the way in China. That's how far I've dug.
Yeah. They have some weird presidents, too. Don't they want to talk about them?
So wait, the weirdest president I... the weirdest present I've ever gotten.
Are you retarded?
Do you really want... Is that like a rhetorical question?
No, I was asking Rob because he keeps
We all know the answer to that one, though.
Oh, do we? I don't.
Yeah, no.
I'm not sure because I asked it.
I don't know. What were the weirdest presents you guys ever had? I actually have to think about this.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, we're Jewish, so we've never gotten Christmas presents.
I don't
well,
really,
not for Christmas.
I don't really
for Christmas.
Get presents.
Yeah, Rob steals.
I
can't think of any either.
Yeah.
I tend to just, like, forget things that I don't like.
Yeah.
I just put it in the
back
of
weird.
My head.
Weird, yeah, no. Nothing.
I think Bruno left the present in your bed I saw earlier.
I got a shitty present once. A group of my friends, we all did a Secret Santa where, like, we couldn't spend more than $20 or whatever. And, like, my present was, like, $5 worth of 25-cent bags of potato chips.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that sucked.
You got home and ate it.
There were a lot of Utz products.
What did you get for your recipient?
I don't remember.
It might have been even worse.
It was definitely not
$4.50 worth.
It was socks, white socks, Adidas socks.
Those are more useful than bags of Utz.
Really?
he got him a tattoo that says "Chacharming" on it with Sid and Rob on the.
That's what Sean should have heard.
Yeah, that's a $20 tattoo.
Yeah, Sean is actually the one that got me the Secret Santa.
Sean, how do you feel about that?
He's really heartbroken about it. He doesn't want to talk about it.
I'm
crying.
Oh, man. Oh, you don't have to be so sad about it, Sean. Jeez. God.
All right. Thank you for your call, Mongoose Command.
All right. No problem. Enjoy the holidays, guys.
No.
You too.
Well,
can't. We there's nothing for us to enjoy.
We enjoy time all well.
Well, we enjoy that there are no, like, Christians or Catholic people on the street.
I enjoy time off from work.
Oh, yeah?
That's nice.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So what else do we have, Darren? What else is on the mega list?
I thought we did have another caller there.
Yeah, no? We do. It's 781.
Okay.
Ah!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this the Pizza Destroyer?
Yeah.
Can we call him the Pizza Destroyer from now on? I think it sounds more
the one and only.
Ominous.
Yeah, the thing about that is that I notice that usually like once every other week or so, there's someone in the chat who purloins my name and they rename them. They try to be hip and cool by changing the first part. So it's like,
have you been doing your SAT reviews? Is that why you're giving us purloin all of a sudden?
As a matter of fact, I read a lot of
books. Oh yes.
Sorry.
I mean, I read a lot of good books, and that's where my vocabulary comes from.
What book gave you purloin?
The Mask of the Red Death by Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh, look at you.
You want to summarize that in a brief blurb for us?
About 3 sentences.
Go.
Basically, there's a plague in this country, and these people, they hole up in this castle, and then, like, the plague appears, and it's
right.
A demon, and then it kills them all. It's amazing.
Can we have it be a weekly segment that the Pizza Destroyer calls in and gives us a book report?
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
just we want to make sure you're keeping up with your studies and you're on track and everything. So either call in with a new book report or with a new vocabulary word.
No, I want to hear the book report. I want to hear your culture. Give us another book. What's something else you read?
At the Mountains of Madness by Lovecraft.
He's Alistair Schnook.
H.P. Lovecraft.
It's like the literary form of the album Obscura by Gorguts. That's basically.
I'm pretty sure Lovecraft came first before Gorguts.
Yeah.
I just off the top of my head. Not sure, but
he was just trying to dumb it down for Rob.
Oh, okay. Way.
Do you like gore guts?
I like all types of guts.
No, do you like the band that is
like
called gore guts?
Gorguts? You're gonna Gorguts merge?
Yeah, I like Gorguts.
I really love Gorguts.
You better.
I was thinking maybe like a Gorguts visor or some kind of Gorguts.
Don't bug me for my accent.
Like Could you send me It's Getting Gold? Like a Gorguts blanket? A blanket of snuggy.
A Gorguts snuggy.
I want a Gorguts.
I want a Gorguts snuggy.
Oh, we got one for Noah.
When you put the snuggy on, it plays
like a
music by
ornament.
What was that, Pizza Destroyer?
When you put the snuggy on, it bonds itself to your flesh, and then you hear the music, but you're not actually hearing it. It's like transmitted through your brain, so it's like a visceral bodily experience.
No, I don't want that. I just want the regular Snuggy with the regular Gorguts logo on it.
Snuggy does not want you.
Money is on your brain.
No flesh melting, please.
All right, we have a new caller.
Wait,
I was reading some Lovecraft novels in my room.
All right, 760. Hello? 760,
hello?
What is your name and where are you from?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm calling from Gmail.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
That was very clear, I have to say.
Yeah. I don't have anything to say, though.
I'm going to say make the most of it.
So that was it?
Yeah, that was
it. That's
all
you got?
That was it.
Oh, man.
Do I have any new emails? I haven't checked in a while. Since you're on Gmail, could you tell me?
Oh, that was such a letdown. It was such a clear
Wait,
connection.
What is your name and where are you from?
I'm Jack, and I'm from New Zealand.
Oh, let me get this straight. You called all the way from fucking New Zealand, and that's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful, clear connection.
Yeah.
All right, do we have any Gorguts CDs for this guy?
Nope.
No.
Okay, so yeah.
What? Well, you sound like you were just going to start.
Okay.
You got me all excited. You're going to like say a comment that might be entertaining.
Tell the Bushwhackers we said hi.
Oh.
You jerk.
Check
it out. Flight of the Conchords.
No, Bushwhackers.
Let's name everything from New Zealand.
Yeah. That's all we got, I think.
The New Zealand Ice Hogs.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Call us from your cell phone or call us from your Gmail.
Yeah.
It's free.
Landline.
What's a landline?
I don't know. It's like a landmine, but one letter's different.
It's like a cell phone, but it plugs into the wall.
Yeah.
Doesn't need a battery.
Like an analog phone?
Yeah, yeah. The charge is built in. Like, you don't even need a battery.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Huh?
Can you get the internet on it?
No. Well, yes, but it's real slow. It's like 56K.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You can only send like...
But only
so
Prodigy.
Like Edge.
You can only
Prodigy?
Access Prodigy.
No copy, sir? Yeah.
If you want to download a pic, like a JPEG, it takes like 40 minutes.
But it's all the JPEGs are of Christy Canyon, though.
You ever see that Lara Croft, one of those Playboy models playing Lara Croft naked?
Probably.
That was around in the 90s. Like,
okay.
I used to fucking download that every week.
How long did it take
you? It took about an hour and 40
minutes.
It
was worth it, though, right?
Yes. It was like a two-minute clip.
Yeah, I remember like in 1995 or something.
No, before that. Maybe.
You got to sign up to the right news.
Well, we had just gotten the internet in 1995. We got AOL in my house for the first time.
Oh, jeez, AOL.
And I remember I used to go trolling for porn.
Really? How old were you? Two? What's it for, 94?
You're a very sexual being.
I started watching porn when I was in... fourth grade.
Did you? All right. What was the discovery method that you found porn?
My friend had illegal cable, and
the
in
scrambled
that,
porn.
Yeah. No. It wasn't scrambled. It actually came through quite clearly.
Oh, wow.
And it was. She had Playboy, and she had the Spice Channel.
So you saw all the movies where they don't actually fuck, like they just rub.
Well, that was on Playboy, but on the Spice Channel they showed everything.
Well, not on Spice.
And that's how I learned.
No.
They did eventually.
Yeah, but not in '94 when you were a kid, though.
I always thought it was actual
did.
Porn movies, and they just edited out the penetration.
Yeah, Playboy was movies that were just made for Playboy with no fucking, like just humping. And Spice was real porn movies with the dicks taken out and like the insertion. And
I never understood like why they did that.
Because the FCC, I don't think it was actually the FCC.
But
I think it was their own standards.
Yeah, like you're paying for it.
And
so,
you have the option
like,
of blocking it.
They're afraid of lawsuits. They're afraid a kid's going to walk in. And
like
see,
me.
Yeah, and see it, and then the parents will blame them. Oh, this is on the airwaves or whatever. You know, it's coming over cable. I didn't want to order this or whatever, you know. And they
oh,
just,
okay.
Just
Since cable, it's so easy to order.
Right.
But I mean, really, if the kid is smart enough to order the porn by himself, like...
They don't have to explain it to me. I think it's retarded.
I'm just trying to rationalize it in my head.
That's
here.
What I did when I was that age, like, because I didn't have the illegal cable, but I'd order a porn. Like, if I was home that day and my parents weren't around, I'd order a porn. Uh-huh. And I'd watch as much as I needed to watch, which usually was a pretty small percentage of the actual film. And then I would call up Cablevision or whatever it was at that point and be like, yeah, I was flipping around the channels and all of a sudden I saw that one of the porn channels was unscrambled. I don't want you guys charging me for it because I'm only 13 and I didn't order that. And I never once got charged. It never
You're
showed up on the bill.
Smart motherfucker.
How often did you do this?
Once every couple months. I mean, I wasn't home by myself that often. But, you know, I learned this trick. Back then, there was an Orthodox Jewish kid that lived in my building. And he didn't do it for porn. What he did it for was he had, like, friends that lived in different states, and he'd want to call them. So he'd make long-distance calls. But he didn't want his parents knowing that he was making long-distance calls. So right after the call ended, he would call the operator and be like, yeah, I just made a long-distance phone call, but the connection was terrible. I don't want to pay for it. Take it off my account.
Man.
And it always worked. If you want your thrifty, shiesty shit, just get an Orthodox Jew friend, and they'll teach you everything.
Shlomo.
That's smarter than me.
We have an Orthodox Jew friend.
I used to just fucking hide the bill. When it
Well, she's gonna.
Yeah,
get
and then when the collections agent came over.
I know. I'm just all about. I'm all about the delaying. That's all. I don't know how to really figure it out.
Of course.
Well, so all right. So you watch the porn, right?
Yeah.
And but like, was this a sexual thing, or you were just curious about seeing boobs?
Cocks.
At first, it was just out of curiosity.
Oh.
And,
when did you start masturbating?
15 minutes ago. She hasn't stopped since.
No wonder her hands are under the table.
Shortly after I discovered porn.
Oh, wow. So it was, it was something going on already, right?
Well, I was watching it with my friend.
Wait, rewind. What?
Well, yeah, it was at my friend's house.
But, like, a girl?
A girl.
And did she touch you? Like,
No, we used to watch it together and, like, laugh at it at first.
Right, but you never, like, mutually masturbated, right? Right?
No,
not like, I don't mean
it
like...
The answer was, I don't know.
Her mom...
I don't mean you touched each other. I mean, you're both sitting there.
No, we didn't touch each other, but what we used to do, we used to take turns.
Oh, one would leave the room and then... her mom
had a massager that we used to use.
Wow.
That's great.
That's incredible. What was the massager for?
No, like, you know, like her parents would use it on their back. It was like one of those big ones.
And you would put that on your vajayjay?
Over your pants or...
Over my pants.
Wait, so, and your friend would leave the room or was in the room and
No, my friend
you?
Would leave the room and then she would, or, you know, or vice
And who
versa.
Came up, how was this idea discovered?
I can't remember.
And when, how far into this did she tell you?
Oh, excuse me.
How far into this did she tell you about the hidden camera setup?
Wow.
No, there was no camera. Because she was doing it too.
She's like that.
So how did you guys know to touch her vagina? Like a strong
Well, because we watch it on TV.
That's what I can't remember. Like, how did I learn how to masturbate?
I don't know. I think I used to, like, hump, like, my toys when I used to, like
your Barbie?
A bear. Yeah.
You fuck yourself with the Barbie feet?
Oh!
First. Up in
no,
what?
No.
You're not even taking this seriously, Sue. That's
what?
Disgusting. She's coming now.
Now.
Wow, all
right. Right now.
No, when I started masturbating, it was like things on regular television that, like, the best I could do. Like, The Price is Right. Like, when they would have a vacation showcase or something, and the girl would walk out with a bikini on.
Yeah.
That was
whatever
like nine. That's like fucking, you know.
But you see the thing with that is, that was before DVR, so those segments were so brief.
Yes, like, you had to time it perfectly.
That's, I was never that
You needed
that.
Precision timing. But it only took me like fucking 90 seconds to bust a nut back then. So.
That's fair.
Or like even just fucking sitcoms, like Ginger on Gilligan's Island. Would fucking
wow, really?
Yeah.
No, I remember that I've getting illegal cable was what?
Yeah.
Started.
Floodgates open.
Yeah, the flood.
Pun intended.
But I don't remember. I really do not remember, like, my first time or how I knew, like, what I should do. Yeah. Like, no one ever told me. Like, how do you know? Do you just, like, maybe you just get the erection and you're like, man, I'll rub this. Hey, this feels
well, yeah,
good.
Yeah, you know that that's where it's supposed to, all the action's supposed to.
Well, I remember at mine, I was just scratching my balls and, like, accidentally rubbing and it felt good. So I kept doing it until some glue came out.
Right. Okay.
I thought I broke it. But eventually, like, when I was, like, 14, I used to go to this video store and hang out because they had video. I say it on the air.
It probably doesn't. It definitely doesn't exist anymore.
It was on King's Highway, I guess.
And what?
And, like, 18th Street or something.
You wouldn't say the name of the movie. You'll say where it is.
He convinced
was
me.
Was
it
the one with
matter.
The Simpsons arcade in the middle of the space? And now it's like a Russian store of some sort?
I don't remember there being a Simpsons thing there.
What game? Because I'm trying to remember. I probably went to this place also. Street Fighter 1?
Street Fighter 1. And
that by the train station, right? This was on
14th Street. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that place.
And well, no one cares about
it. It's for me. Maybe there was a time when we were both in there at the same time. Or I
possible.
Met.
Well, how old are you?
I am 31.
So you're 5 years younger than me. So you wouldn't have been there when I was there. You would have been 9. You would have been.
My parents took me.
Maybe. Maybe I threw you out of the way to get to play a game. Mm-hmm. No, this guy that worked there used to rent me like porns, you know, because I would ask him and he didn't really give a shit. And, you know, he's like, hey, I take it. I don't give a fuck. And then one time I kept the porn out for like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And like I don't know why I did that. I don't even remember. But there was some it wasn't just to jerk off constantly. It was like some reason I couldn't get it, sneak it out, or I didn't want to bring it to school with me or whatever. So eventually I had to break it to my mother. Like, I got a fucking $40 bill on this tape. And
that, you went about it all wrong.
I know. I'm a terrible planner. That's why I don't lie to people.
If only he knew you back then, Sid.
But what you should have done was been like, listen, like, if the guy ended up saying something to your mom, just deny it and be like, what is the guy's basically saying that he's renting out porn to underage kids. Like, is he really going to do that? No. He would have
right,
never even told your mom.
I was just, you know, I guess I was concerned about the guy because he was a nice guy and, like, he let me fucking watch porno.
He probably forgot.
Whatever. I don't know.
Do you still have the tape?
No. I had to admit it to my mother.
And what happened? What was the punishment?
My mother never really punished me for anything. She used to yell for a minute, and then that would be the end of it.
Nice.
And she's also very progressive about stuff. She's like, you know, it's good. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with sex, but, you know, that's like, you went about it wrong. You lied to me. And she actually, when I was a little older, got me a subscription to Playboy.
My parents did the same thing. I convinced them to.
And Penthouse.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
she was like, those two are like artistic and, you know, talk about. Well, it's true.
Compared to
Hustler.
I suppose.
She caught me with a Hustler.
And she was like that.
She
draw
was
the
like,
line.
No, but she was still nice about it.
I don't
and
like
I love
that
Mary
Flynn.
She's like, she was never oppressive about that type of stuff.
I would like to interrupt for a second. How did you convince your parents to get you a Playboy subscription?
I would crack a lot of dirty jokes at that point. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously, some things never change. And my parents didn't like it. So I was like, well, I'm doing this because I'm sexually frustrated. If you give me an outlet for that, then I will calm down. Like, perhaps a Playboy subscription.
So they said, all right, Blair.
Yeah.
And then your dad used to steal them.
And then that shiesty Orthodox Jew friend from downstairs used to bring his yeshiva friends up to my house to look at my Playboys. And he would charge them.
Did you get a cut?
A piece of shit. No.
You know what?
It only happened like once, and I was like, don't do that again. I feel weird. Don't do that again.
You know what would have been a funny ending to that story is if your parents said, all right, we know how to get rid of your frustration, and they brought Noah over because she was rubbing herself.
With her massager?
Yeah, and that other girl
and I
was
using
your
mom's massager.
If only.
On my cunt.
Oh, Jesus.
But I don't know. I didn't really finish my story.
Yeah,
so,
I was going to get back to that.
So when I was younger, I used to hump my doll, like I had this like bear doll or something that was like my size.
Was
I used
it Teddy Ruxpin?
No, it wasn't because it was in Israel. It was just like a big bear.
Because I want to say if it was Teddy Ruxpin today, you could do the same thing, but put like a Dream Theater tape in it.
Oh,
it wasn't Teddy Ruxpin. It was Teddy Rothstein.
Oh,
it was in Israel. Teddy the Jew name. I don't. This is the first one I could come up with. That's
pretty good.
Teddy Jimmy Carter.
Oh, I love.
So I did that, but I never used to like actually orgasm from it.
Oh.
That I didn't know about until I started watching porn.
Well, so what did you think was the purpose of rubbing your kook?
It just felt good. I just did it.
I felt good.
I was young. I mean, I must have been like under the age of 7 because I came to this country when I was 7.
Every girl like said I discovered masturbating when I was 3.
Jeez.
And I'm like, what? How does that, like, how do you, you know?
Because when you touch yourself in a place and it feels good, you just want to.
Right, but it doesn't feel good for men until you have, like, you know.
Oh, and it doesn't feel good before you come?
Until
you
No, that's not true.
Cause
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, like, it doesn't feel good to the man until he hits puberty.
No,
it's just
untrue.
Well, it didn't feel good to me.
Because I had a friend.
Maybe
because
you weren't circumcised before.
No, but I don't have that much less sensitivity now, though. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I had a friend who had older brothers who told him about it.
To jerk off?
Yeah, and he said he started doing it at like 8 or 9.
He started doing it. Doesn't mean it felt good, though.
No, well, he said he would orgasm. There would just be no semen.
Oh, 8 or 9, sure. But I'm saying I did it when I was 8 or 9. And
yeah.
Penile dry heave.
But did you ever have that?
What? A penile dry heave?
Yeah, like after jerking off too much?
Yeah.
And like you get like a drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
Well,
I did it once.
What is penile dry heave?
Means you cum. You have no cum left, but you still jerk off. You still have an orgasm, but nothing.
It hurts. By that point, it's sort of just sore.
Yeah, I only did that once.
By that point, it's like it feels like you ran a marathon for like 20 miles, and like your body is spent.
Like maybe I should just read a book.
And you're like, all right,
what else with my time?
I need to take a break. It's like you know how sometimes people say they've like drank themselves or smoke themselves into sobriety.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like you came yourself into sobriety where it's like, all right, no more. At least 24-hour break.
Got to go to a support group for
really
self-abuse.
And it's definitely, it could be, the case could be made that it's self-abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, reading a book would produce the same amount of sperm anyway. So how did you eventually cross over into orgasms?
At my friend's house with the vibrator.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
So, like, was the orgasm a surprise? Like, when you had it, were you like, oh, I didn't know this was going to happen? Or were you like, did you know about orgasms and you were just, like, trying to get that to go?
Well, I knew that, like, the girls on TV were going crazy because, you know, like, something was happening. And then, like, I understood what it was once it happened.
Pizza Destroyer Destroyer in the chat wants to know.
What a purloiner he is.
Did you ever practice tribidism with this girl?
No, we never we never touched each other.
Are you still in touch with her? No pun intended?
No, not
they
really.
They never touched. They in
we
touch
used to
with
be
the
best
massager.
Friends. We were best friends until we left high school.
Do we know this girl?
Yes.
What is a...
What? Hold on. Time. Sorry,
you
Rob.
Know her.
I know her, but they don't.
Rob,
I know her.
Rob knows her.
How do you
like,
know?
Rob,
how do you know who it is already?
I don't want to say who it is.
Because Noah only had one friend before she met me.
I had one girlfriend.
I know her, and you know her, but Sid doesn't know her.
Sid didn't go to our high school.
So well, how would I know her? I didn't go to her.
No, we've met.
You met her.
Rob, could you bring up her Facebook page, please?
She used to live in our neighborhood. She lived on Avenue O and Ocean Avenue.
She had the nickname of a certain breakfast item.
Anyway. You should have seen my face a second ago. I was like, dang. Who could that be? I have no idea.
Come on. I want to see who this is. Do you have a Facebook link, Noah? Come on, bring up her Facebook. I want to see.
No.
She wasn't that bad looking. She was all right.
No, she's really pretty.
I
want
to see.
Look, she's real
so
skinny.
I can picture her as an 8-year-old finger banging herself.
Should I say what the breakfast item is?
That's fine.
Egg.
Yeah, we
egg
used to
in
call
Russian.
Egg.
Yaitza.
Why?
No, it wasn't
no,
yaitza.
Was
it was egg.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. I didn't give her that.
No, I was at her nickname.
It just... I don't remember. I'm not going to start explaining why. And people used to think we were twins. Twin sisters.
Let me see that.
Let's see like the one with the in the corner there in the yellow.
Can I see that?
She's got a very unfortunate name, like actual name. I'll say that.
We're not saying what her name
no,
is.
No, I'm just saying it's
why,
very unfortunate.
Why do you think that's unfortunate? It looks kind of normal. I mean, it's like a
her
name.
Name?
It's like a Russian name.
I don't know. It just there's a lot of letters, and I don't know. I don't want to go into too much detail because
the
I
same number of letters as Sydney.
I'm saying the last name more.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So.
So she, I don't know. She's all right. She was on our old radio show.
Wow.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. She sang a song with you, a duet.
Oh, yes, she did.
How far into knowing her was it till you stopped mutually masturbating?
Oh, that's a really
like
good question.
Like, how old were you when it stopped, and why did it stop, and can it start again?
In front of Sid.
It can't start again because I haven't really spoken to her
well,
in a while.
Well, here's a reason. Hey, remember when we used to...
Hey, yeah.
Hey, I just got a massager. Want to relive old times?
She's traumatized. She still has that massager. She ought to, like, come and ring your neck with it.
Wait, come and ring or come a ring around her neck?
I said come and ring, but
oh,
she
okay.
could do that, too. Pizza Destroyer Destroyer says, was there any popsicle play? And was Nina also there?
No,
it's wrong.
No
stop
popsicles. Yeah, we didn't really... That was the only thing. We used to just... either touch ourselves or with that vibrator.
Mm-hmm. She looks a little like she might be into girls now.
No, she's always
she's got,
been into guys.
But she has like a wife beater on. She looks like kind of a little Les. A little bit.
Darren, we used to like listen to Metallica and Megadeth.
Right.
And we were both flat-chested and looked like boys.
But that's a current photo. Isn't it? What?
You're reaching.
I'm not saying she is. I'm saying it's just the appearance of that photo.
Some people would go as far as saying that I am into girls.
Are you?
Because of my
well, you sort
preferences.
Of are.
You played with a massager, I heard.
I'm not into girls, though.
You like lesbian porn?
I like watching lesbian
yeah,
porn, but
she,
likes,
she also likes watching gay porn.
No, but she
yeah.
likes everything. She likes lesbian.
I just like sex.
Yeah, she likes lesbian porn so she could degrade more women at the same time.
That's
like, oh, look
okay,
at these.
But that doesn't make me a lesbian.
Right, I agree. I'm taking
well,
your side.
She's bi-curious.
No, she's like, look at all these dirty hooers.
She
is so disgusting. Don't fight
like,
her,
I like watching. I like watching girls fuck each other. I like right. looking at naked girls, but I don't get
yeah.
turned on
that
by the
sense.
Thought of doing that to a girl.
Yeah.
So what do you like about it?
She likes truckers that play guitar.
I don't know. I just like it. It's exotic.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't answer the question.
So
she's hiding
two
something.
Two white girls eating each other's pussies is exotic to you?
Uh-huh.
Like, I understand if it was like Indian women
yeah,
or something.
Everyone has one. Shit. What's
especially
exotic
if
about
one
that?
Of them is being humiliated.
No. You and Derek could trade tapes.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have many lesbian ones, though. I have. Those are more male.
Are you
female.
Okay with some cock, Noah?
Yeah, no, I like
that. That's fine. You could do some DVD trading.
Some cock on chicks?
I know.
Tranny porn?
I know a porn.
Then Rob could hook you up with that.
And I really don't like lesbian porn at all. But the same company that makes Gag Factor, they have this other one.
Hag Factor?
No, it's like a lesbian, like all the, like 20 girls get together.
Do they squirt on one of them?
Carpet
girls?
Munch
yeah,
out?
But that, but the
I
main,
watch those.
No, that's carpet lesbian bukkake. That's something else. Which I hate. It's just peeing. It's fake. They don't really. They're not. Come on.
It's clearer than pee.
It's just because they drank a lot of water.
They just drink like 3 liters of water and they pee on each
other. I'm
fine
with that.
I think that's like all piss porn. Like I've thought about it. It's just water, right? Like they're all usually.
I haven't seen too much piss porn.
No, wait. Pee porn?
Yeah.
It's not water. It's pee.
Right, but.
But they make it lots of water.
Like, I'm sure the person, the peer. Drank a lot of water, flushed out his system, and then drank more water.
It's like a peer-to-peer video, the transfer.
Rob, there are some people who are into actually drinking pee. They don't need it to be filtered with water.
Yeah.
Or.
Okay, I understand this. But I look at porn as, like, acting. You know,
I don't think so.
What if it's amateur peeing?
Well, I'm saying, how
about that earlier?
How could they produce all that pee? A lot of water, and after a while, I mean, it's not like they're eating asparagus the night before, knowing they have a golden shower shoot the next day. They're not going to be eating asparagus and broccoli, you know.
Well, the way
they take vitamins.
The few porns I've seen of where a guy's peeing on a girl, the girl is completely grossed out. So I don't think it's water, which you would love.
You just haven't been watching the right ones.
Yeah, you need the German ones.
No, or the Brazilian ones where it's girls and they beat the shit out of each other and they pee on one another.
Oh, that reminds me. There's a porn where it's like real serious. Like it's like UFC and the girls fight. And then you go to the website and they have fucking standings. And, like, statistics on the girls. And then at the end of the last round, like, the winner gets to be the dominant girl and fuck the loser. And
that is brilliant!
Yeah, but they take it to, like, you go to the boards, like, you go to their forum, and they're like, man, you know, Ivory is looking really much better than she did last season.
Is there,
you know,
like sabermetric statistical analysis?
Yeah, they were next year. They're going to come out with fan graphs for the fucking.
Is that like a fantasy sport aspect?
I can't remember what the fucking name of it is. Ultimate something. It's Ultimate. Something.
Ultimate who is?
Poon or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
Anyone in the chat? Anyone in the chat?
Oh, Ultimate Surrender. Pizza Destroyer, who's too
That's
young
my
to be watching
Q-trick
this.
Song.
Yeah, he's right. Ultimate Surrender. That's what it is.
The Pizza Destroyer came up with that?
Yes.
Isn't
he like
Pizza Destroyer?
12? How the fuck does he know that?
He's just really good at Googling. He's the new Googler.
By the way, if you're under 18, don't go to Ultimate Surrender. I know we have a lot of young fans.
Just go to Ultimate Surrender for the deaf.
You can go to UltimateSurrender.com and then say disagree to the...
Rob, can you go to UltimateSurrender.com?
I don't want that.
We totally haven't been paid.
I don't want that in my history.
Yeah, God forbid,
I'm going to UltimateSurrender.com.
Noah, are you over 18?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think we just crashed their site because two people logged on simultaneously.
Oh, my God. This is so hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew Noah would like that.
Darren, why couldn't you link me to this,
Noah wants to show now. I love this one thumbnail. There's this girl lying on her back with two girls holding both of her legs up, and she's spread open while a fourth girl fists her vagina.
Where?
Yes.
Where? Yeah.
Rob's an expert internet surfer. You can't do it as
you
fast.
You just have to scroll down.
Noah, you'll learn that in the next class.
Have you learned scroll again? It's
oh,
in the middle
is.
Row.
Oh, no, I see it.
I want to know who Dragon Lily and Isis Love are.
Isis Love is like a regular porn star, I think, also. Pretty sure.
Just from the thumbnails alone, I am into this.
Can we get some audio?
I wonder if there's
like a preview video we can play.
Holy shit!
Well, if you actually watch,
if you win, you fuck the loser. That's
right. But if you watch it, they actually do hold.
Oh, there's an audio.
Comma zero.
That's the website for this.
Yeah, so this doesn't really come across. On
They fill a whole fucking arena with people. It's like maybe 200-300 people there.
Do you guys ever go to those shows?
I've never been. I would go to that. Are you kidding? I'd get into
can
it
we,
like a wrestling show. I don't know where. I have no idea where they do it.
They have a live shows link.
Where?
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Especially
a
trial.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's a live show, like to stream, not to like attend. They have to be extras. I feel
you have to see Noah's face. She's like so enthralled with this now.
We
so
might have found a
Noah's like,
for
can
her.
We can we wrap this up?
Yeah, I know. I was like, can you guys go home?
If Sirius falls through, this could be your next line of work.
Maybe.
You're a star.
I have been working out.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well,
I finally have shoulders.
Some of these girls are big though. It's like.
I know.
Well, it's by weight class.
Yeah, she could be like the Rey Mysterio of the...
Yeah.
Do a pussy con Rana.
That was Sean's nickname in high school. Oh. Right, Sean?
Sean's not talking still.
Oh, God, what's wrong? Anyway, we should take a call.
Yeah.
We have a Gmail caller?
Yes, we do.
We can do it in the kitchen. We can do it while I'm talking.
Gmail caller, are you there?
Sorry, is this me?
Yes.
Did you want to not?
Oh, it's Luke. I was just listening. Sorry.
Okay, right. We'll put you back on.
God damn it, Luke!
No problem. We got a whole roster of callers there.
Okay, we have 203, which is I think Colin.
Is it?
Hello.
We haven't heard from Colin.
You just want to listen.
No, I want to talk to you guys.
Whoa! What do you want?
All right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You want to talk to us about now?
Do you want to tell us about any of your porn escapades?
No.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
Thanks. Good enough.
You've been listening for a while, too, you know? I burped. It felt good.
Right.
You ever burp,
huh?
Yeah. Anything that will follow Ultimate Surrender? And not stall the show.
Five.
Okay.
Four.
Let's put someone
three,
else autistic on the phone.
One. Oh. We have Shlomo on the line.
Shlomo and Colin.
Hello.
Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Hello.
Why are you calling it?
A for your defamatory statement.
About what?
About a sneaky lying Orthodox Jew.
What? Can you?
Shlomo, are you related to him?
My inflammatory statement about the Jewish kid that used to live in my building.
Oh, I thought he was going to say that Teddy Rothstein is a real doll.
Of course.
So what? So all right. Well, all right. So he knows the kid. Do you know him?
I don't.
Please, I haven't even seen
but,
him.
But you said about me, how I could be
you could be our
like
Orthodox
him.
Friend.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Somebody else in this room
said it.
No,
said we have Shlomo. We don't need a Jewish friend.
I don't see why that's defamatory. She said you're our
friend. Because you compared me to like son of a bitch to me.
Now you're defaming that guy by calling him a son of a bitch, not us.
But he's a bitch.
What?
What?
Lubavitch?
Oh, yes.
He's a Rabbi Lubavitch, yes.
He is a son of a bitch. Hell, he lied to... He should tell the truth. He should tell the truth, and you're not.
Shlomo, are you saying bitch a lot because your parents aren't home? Your mom's not around?
Well, yeah, daddy's never home.
Out on tour.
Stop saying bitch.
He's out with the Chinatown.
Hashem will be angry at you.
Curse means not so much of that. You may have to be a dog, and that is quite
what?
Something about
weird.
Aladdin.
Weird. No. Female dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's weird. Okay, that's weird, but still. People should support the truth. The truth is a powerful thing, and if they lie...
What's the truth? We support the truth.
White power?
The truth. No, the truth. Support the truth.
What's
support
the truth?
The truth.
The truth.
Don't lie. Don't lie, people. Don't like.
Of course.
Don't say to the others that they're true. If you lie and you will know that they lie, and so better tell the truth and lie, because it gives better credibility, better showing up.
Have you ever heard the song Liar by Rollins Band? Could you sing that for us? Since you're so passionate.
Liar by who?
Google the words to Liar by Rollins Band and sing it to us.
Rollins Band?
Come on.
The thing you know is Liar is Liar by Halloween.
Liar by Halloween. He likes more underground.
Of course.
Liar song.
That was great.
You got it?
Pause it. It didn't load yet. 1 minute.
The lyrics didn't load. I thought you memorized Halloween.
I didn't know the meaning. Okay, I have it.
Okay.
Could you get into your sister's Ritalin again?
Okay, here we go.
No one knows this song. We should make him do Rollins Band. It's going to sound the same no matter what.
Go.
Jesse, you got the cover. When the big gun to be her lover. Had to make him tell his secrets. About his business and about his U.S. See, I just come here to the right in the hand. The boo needed to the flat fire in the red hand. She really wanted to get with their mattress. And they called her Big Dumb Mistress. Okay, so.
He's like four verses ahead.
The show.
How could he know?
He's on the next Halloween album.
Put on the show for love. How could he know? Liar. Cheat. Liar, Paris, Fire, Liar, 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 Liar,
Still going.
Look at Aftershock.
I want to hear him do Helen Holland and stuff.
Yeah.
That song's much easier.
But he doesn't know it.
What? There's two lines to it. I am a liar. Yeah.
What? Okay.
I'll rip your mind out.
Yeah.
You never question why.
You never question why.
Here we go.
You
want
to know why?
Why? How dare you, liar? Whatever.
Whatever.
We're gonna email that to Henry Rollins.
Of course.
What the fuck was that?
Whoa.
He burped.
Oh, do that again.
Oh, kind of horror.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? Shlomo isn't. He's actually changed the lyrics. I don't know if you noticed. He's not saying I'm a liar. He's saying I'm a lawyer.
He's
like, I'm not a lawyer.
What?
I'm not a lawyer.
I don't think so.
I'm a lion?
All right. I think we should take a music break.
Yeah.
A lion. Thanks for calling in, Shlomo.
We love you.
I'm not that.
I'm not a lion.
Oh,
I'm not a lion.
Sounds like you are.
I thought I disconnected Shlomo.
Of course. All right, let's take a
of
little.
Of course.
Oh, I wanted to hear him do the Megadeth liar, too.
He doesn't.
He's already off.
We're going to take a music break. This first track is a request by Mike the Fat Kid.
Oh.
Who? Portnoy?
Yeah.
No, that's a different Mike the Fat Kid, Portnoy. We'll talk about him after the break.
Yeah. And we'll actually also talk about Fat Mike after the break.
That's true, yeah.
All right, so this is a teaser. You need to stay tuned and find out who the hell Mike the Fat Kid is
after this break. Here we go. Life Once Lost. Why?
is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Talk nasty, breathe fire. Smell rotten, you're a liar. Diseased health hazard. Scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you that the music break is over. And it's time for more laughs and fun. On the Metal Injection live cast, here we go.
Did his voice just crack?
Here we go.
Wow, did he call us fun?
I can't believe he said fun.
He's finally warming up to us.
It's the lighter side of blame.
Yeah, no Jew comments this week.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, laughs and fun. It's the it's Chuck Landington is the comic teenage crack voice guy on The Simpsons.
Yes.
Well, now
hey. It's a Metal Injection live cast.
Imagine if we could use that voice instead of Landington.
Oh.
If you can find a program.
That's
great.
Well, this is hour two, and if you're in the Western Hemisphere, welcome to the Metal Injection Morning Drive.
We were still the morning drive
in
the beginning of the show.
We are in the Western Hemisphere.
What does that have to do
Western
with Jimmy Carter?
Hemisphere? Oh, the Eastern Hemisphere. Oops.
Yeah.
I don't know my West from my East. Well, the Eastern Hemisphere is west of the Western Hemisphere.
Well, but not even all of that hemisphere is experiencing the morning now anyway. You mean like specific part of it.
Time zone.
Yeah. Like Australia.
You fucking jackass.
Well, India too.
Look, in all fairness,
not
they
really.
Didn't have a really good education system when Rob
India,
was there.
And look, in England right now, what, it's like 6 hours ahead?
Well,
so that's 3 a.m. So that's morning drive.
Well, like in India,
good morning, London!
Oh, yeah, we did that last week. Do we have to do it every week?
It's like 10 a.m. In India, I think. Something like that.
Good morning, India.
I'm not sure.
Rob finally using his real voice.
No! This is my real voice.
Oh, Jesus. Are you sure? I think it might have been that other one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So, in the news this week...
Who is the love? Who is
Ar-Rahman? I love this song. I think we should all take, like, Arabic dancing lessons, like,
yeah.
Belly dancing.
You should do it and then just dance in front of all of us.
No, but I need...
With a massager.
I need a partner.
Why don't you get Egg? What's she doing?
I told you, we don't really talk anymore.
Oh.
Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Reconnect with her over Arabic dance lessons.
They need her pussy out.
Oh.
I thought it'd be funnier if I said it, like, explicitly like that as opposed to, like, another way, but I guess not.
What other way would you have saying it to
go
me?
Go down on her.
Oh.
Eat her pussy out.
So in the news this week, it's been a slow news week because it's the holiday break.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some news.
Breaking news.
Mike Portnoy announced that he would no longer be drumming for Avenged Sevenfold, and that Avenged Sevenfold would be looking for a permanent drummer. He was just, you know, he was just a temporary fill-in. And now, like, people kind of made a big deal of this, but I feel like when he said he was going to join Avenged Sevenfold, he said that he...
It's like a temporary thing.
Yeah, and that it would always only be through the end of the year. The news here is, though, that after he lost the Avenged Sevenfold gig, Portnoy contacted Dream Theater again to see if he can get back in the band, which he claims was for the fans, because the fans were asking for it.
Yeah, the fans hate all you motherfuckers without me, so, you know, you should really do this for your fans.
And they, of course, said, no,
yeah.
You made us all look like fools, and now... I wanted to just accept you back. They didn't even call him back personally, though. They got their lawyer to call him back. Which
not
I
Shlomo.
Thought,
not a lawyer.
Which I thought was hilarious that they got a lawyer to call back. And
what lawyer is actually drumming for them now?
What, just refresh my memory. Like, what was the reason that he left?
Well, the reason that he left in the first place, this is why I don't understand why he called them back. Was when he put out the giant press release announcing his departure.
Were they in on that? Did they know about it, that he was leaving before he pulled that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was announced. Well, he told them they were supposed to start writing a new album around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked that they take a break. He wanted to take a bit of a break because he wasn't ready to get back into the whole album cycle of writing and then having to go out and tour right
after.
He
was working with Avenged Sevenfold. after their drummer died.
Well, yeah, he just did session work for them, but that was during Dream Theater's off time. And then Dream Theater, they did not want to take a break. They wanted to go full steam ahead. And he was like, well, either take a break or I quit. And then he quit. And then he joined Avenged Sevenfold. And what I don't get, though, is, like, even if he didn't quit and he were to join Avenged Sevenfold, which he said, like, he told them about before quitting, before that happened, and they were cool with it. Like, right now, he would have no longer been in Avenged Sevenfold, and they would have been going into the studio to record. So why would he call them back after being let out of Avenged Sevenfold to be like, all right, I'm over it?
He's a dumbass.
Meanwhile, this was the whole reason there was the argument, because he wanted this time off that they're writing right now. Like, they just started writing. So he would be back in the band just as they started. He could have just never quit and avoided all this. But good thing that that didn't happen. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten all those hits for those stories.
Yeah.
Especially my riveting article.
Yeah, the real winner here are the news blogs. Mainly us. Because we totally profited off the story.
What was the gist of your blog post that you wrote?
Well, I interpreted his behavior as going through midlife crisis, which I still believe that he is.
How old is he?
Yeah, I think he's like in his 40s.
Who's drumming for Dream Theater now?
Lars Ulrich.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. He could never keep up.
Bing! They haven't announced the drummer. He's 43.
Oh.
And going to Avenged Sevenfold was kind of like that young broad that every middle-aged man needs in a certain point
like
in his life.
Dream Theater was his wife. He was over his wife. You know, a hot young lady.
I think this guy really needs a therapist. Like,
I think
he has issues that he, like, personal issues that he needs to deal with.
Hold on, we have the new Dream Theater single with Lars Ulrich.
Oh boy.
I was here.
I don't know if the drums sound really good. Oh, it's a little tinny.
Oh, I'm the singer of Dream Theater.
Like that.
I think like this.
Oh, all right.
No.
No, but
the long shack is a little old ice man.
That's actually where they write their new album.
We write our new album. And it sounds like frantic. Bing, 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 bing. I don't know if he's a good fit, because Dream Theater used to be more technical. Now they just sound a little bit raw, you know?
I guess they're going more commercial, mainstream.
You live in a lion! Well, I think what's funny is, like, Noah, you wrote that article, that blog, the editorial, whatever it was. You wrote it as a joke, like, that, oh.
I
like,
wrote it as a joke?
Well, right? Like, it was very tongue-in-cheek, I feel.
I thought you added the jokes.
Hey! Mine.
That it was very tongue-in-cheek. And then he's pretty much proven that your joke was actually quite accurate, because all Avenged Sevenfold was like his rebound. And then his rebound dumped him. So what does a guy do when his rebound dumps him? He tries to get back with his old lady.
It's true.
His old lady.
His old lady. Like a 1970s biker.
His old broad.
Yeah, I get back with my
right,
old
Sean?
Band.
Sean, right, broad. I just said broad. Isn't that your word, Sean? He just won't say anything.
So much better when he doesn't talk.
Do we have a caller?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's get a caller on. This is a Long Island number.
631, you're on the line.
Oh, maybe it's Mike Portnoy.
Hello, 631.
Oh, we don't have a good connection yet. Hold on. Call back, please.
Hold on. Oh, we lost him.
Nope.
But yeah, so that was the Dream Theater news. I wonder who the new drummer is going
to
be.
You know what? I wonder if he listened to James LeBray's new album, Static Impulse. I wonder what he thought of it.
That album did sell, like, what, 5 copies? He might have been one of them.
Oh, we got him back.
We got him back.
631.
Let's get him on the line. Hello.
Hello. I don't know. Something's wrong with our phones, I guess.
Hello?
All right, try to call back later.
Damn it.
All right. We'll hopefully get that worked out in the near future.
Okay, so in other news, let's move on a little bit. We got Fat Mike had some interesting things to tweet today. Fat Mike is the...
Yeah, this is a mystery to me now. You got to explain this, please.
He's the singer of No Effects.
Yeah.
I've got the tweets on my phone if you want.
Jeez.
Here they are, top two.
Oh, lovely. So earlier today, 10 hours ago to be exact, he tweeted, No Effects, by the way, for anyone living under a rock, is a punk band.
Mm-hmm.
And he tweeted, so we watched Megadeth and thought that they were so stupid that we had to buy shirts, you know, like as in sarcasm. And then he has a photo of him and a girl.
So out of sarcasm,
shirt.
They spent probably $45 on
they're
one
rich.
T-shirt.
Yeah, they're
afford-
I mean, people hate me because of you.
You think No Effects is richer than Megadeth?
Yeah. It's a record label with a lot of bands that sell pretty well, so...
What does it matter if they're quite richer possibly. Than Megadeth? They're rich enough to afford to
yeah.
splurge on two shirts at a festival.
Yeah, you have a Megadeth shirt. Are you rich?
They're probably
yeah, but all of my Megadeth shirts are like from the 90s.
Yeah, but she can only
so
afford...
They're like $18.
She can only afford to buy things that she likes, not some splurge
yeah,
on some
I can,
band.
Not as a as being sarcastic.
They
can
get
gag
items
my money.
For themselves
yeah.
once in a while.
They can afford it. I'm sure he got paid a few pennies to play whatever festival they were playing with Megadeth.
Okay,
but
so what's the point?
Follow-up tweet. Then we see Megadeth on the plane, and they think we're big fans. So they start talking to us. Shit, now we're friends? It was just a joke, Dave.
Imagine that scene.
They're like trying to cover their faces while Dave Mustaine walks up the aisle.
I heard you really like my band. It's good. It's good to have validation. I saw you wearing my shirt. That's awesome. Usually just like 50-year-old men with bald ponytails and like 10-year-old girls and Noah.
Fat Mike probably just walked into the plane, and then Dave Mustaine all of a sudden like appears in front of him. Oh, so you're a Megadeth fan.
I wasn't even taking this flight. I just heard about it and booked a ticket on it. I wanted to be near you.
I have a sixth sense where I could feel anybody wearing Megadeth merch.
I was just I wish that happened every time I was wearing my Megadeth T-shirt,
yeah.
So Dave Mustaine would just appear.
I checked the radar. I checked the police band for anyone that's a Megadeth fan.
He has an iPhone app.
I have an iPhone app. Find my Megadeth band.
Do you think he sent a roadie out to get like a NoFX shirt for him to wear? So they like.
Yeah.
When he walked in, I'm like, oh my god, what a coincidence!
We should get married now.
Probably he would only spend money on a pin. He wouldn't spend more than 50 cents.
NoFX are my BFFs. They're awesome.
You think you ever broke it to Dave that like before the tweet, like on the plane?
I doubt it.
So where are we going after this?
You want to come to my place and jam?
There's a really great Johnny Rockets in the airport. You can go there and eat. What do you say?
Hey, Fat Mike, you know, I've been producing records now.
I'll buy you a milkshake.
Can you say cheeseburger as Dave Mustaine?
I'll buy you a cheeseburger. With bacon.
We'll go to Chili's too.
Oh, you want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Ribs!
Chili's baby back ribs. Yeah.
We don't want to give Chili's any ideas for new spokespeople, but actually it's Fridays that
well,
Dave Mustaine likes.
Why don't we just get Dave some work? What's the big deal?
Yeah, I guess he can't use it.
I want my baby back.
Two people in the chat want you to say Red Robin.
Why?
I don't know.
It doesn't even exist anymore.
Red Robin? That's not even a restaurant anymore.
Don't reopen for me, because I'm Dave Mustaine.
I'm the real me. Sweating blood! Da-da-da. I forgot my guitar, so I have to make my own accents with my mouth.
Poor Dave.
Oh, dear. I wonder if anyone tweeted to Dave what Fat Mike tweeted. Like, what would happen? Tweeted. Yeah, like, what would happen if Dave Mustaine saw that? He would be crushed.
No, why didn't, in his tweet, Fat Mike, why didn't he just put Dave Mustaine's Twitter name?
Oh, of course he would attack him.
That yeah. Dave Mustaine has a Twitter.
Maybe Fat Mike isn't that into Twitter.
Yeah, he's got like 100 tweets.
Who the fuck are you?
1,000.
I've got 47 platinum albums. What are you, NilFX? No one ever heard of you. You suck.
They don't have friends in the CIA.
Take those shirts off. I just want to look at a male body. I don't really care about the...
Oh, yeah. Poor Dave.
Fat Mike tweets from the web. He doesn't even have a dedicated app for his Twitter. I mean, get out of town, Mike.
No, but Dave was like the pioneer of music on the internet, really. Because like in 93 or so, I mean, there was nothing. There was nothing on the internet.
He's like the Al Gore of metal.
Yeah, and when Countdown to Extinction came out, there was like a URL on it that you could go to. And I looked at it. I never heard of it. I was like, what the fuck is it? Said World Wide Web. Check out Megadeth on the World Wide Web. And And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then like 2 months later, it exploded, you know.
And yet nobody bought the album.
It's
right.
Because Dave has friends with the FBI.
Information Superhighway. That's what happened. His FBI friends were like, hey Dave, you might want to start putting a URL on your album. This internet thing is going to be pretty huge.
That's not what I said.
Oh, sorry, Dave. By the way, that guy that called in, he left a message. Let's hopefully this will work here. Let's see.
Hello. This is Mike Portnoy. I was wondering, since I don't have anything to do right now, I could take Sean's job.
Oh, I don't know. You really think so?
I'm fine with that.
Don't call him back.
But it's only a one-week engagement, then we're going to have to fire you.
Yeah, it's weird. Our voicemail, it reprocesses everybody's voices as Chuck Blandington.
It's because it has to go through Chuck Blandington, because he is also our voice.
Oh, I see. He's our secretary, so he notates. like, tell me the voicemail, and I will retell it to this voicemail box that we have in here. That's probably how it works. But, wow, Mike Portnoy looking for a gig on the live cast. I don't know if we should take him.
Well, is he funny?
Does he know he's not going to be getting paid?
Oh, we should mention that to him.
I think we should take him just to make Alex Skolnick more jealous.
Then Alex Skolnick will never stop tapping on our windows.
Oh, jeez. Now, you're in on the joke now, too?
Can't help it.
He told us.
It just made me laugh thinking about it.
Oh, jeez. She knocked the computer over, too.
Don't do that. You don't have enough money to buy a new one.
I don't, but maybe NoFX will buy me a new one.
Yeah. You don't even have any Megadeth shirts after 1992. Noah, would you wear a Risk shirt?
No. I don't even have that album.
You
so
don't even have Risk?
No.
You were the one that bought it, I thought.
No, it was Rob.
Oh.
Just download a torrent?
No.
I bought Risk only for Crush 'em. Crush. Crush. Crush 'em. Crush 'em.
Wasn't that Goldberg's theme song?
Yes.
Why don't you just buy the WWE compilation instead?
WWE The Music, Volumes 1 through 5?
Yeah. I have one. With John Cena and I don't know who else.
Sorry,
I don't have
any of them. Sure. I had the old ones. I had the one they put out in the mid-90s with like Goldust's theme.
Oh, Full Metal.
Yeah. And they had those two original tracks, one of which became the Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Theme.
Oh, with the Anthrax was on, right?
Oh, was that one?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Oh, they were like, there was like... two members of Anthrax, two members of every other band that was around at them. Can you find that? That was a good song. Meanwhile, we got another voicemail. I believe it's from Mike Portnoy.
Oh, hello. God. This is Mike Portnoy. I just wanted to let you know. I don't need Sean's job anymore.
Oh?
I just got a gig as a backup singer for The Rent Is Too Damn High Guy. We can do it while we mop in the flow. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. All right. Thank you.
Wow. Portnoy down the street.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, I missed this. The new Raw things are horrible.
It's like Nickelback now.
Emo. Oh. Who was actually in this band, though? It was like a super group.
I'll look it up.
I know I played a part of this, like, just the chorus on the show.
This was on wrestling?
This was the theme song.
For
but
who?
They just played the quote. No, just for the show.
Oh, wow.
Like, the intro. This part, this was the intro. And then they had that other
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Wasn't the other song the theme song, and then this was, like, the bumpers?
This was, yeah, like, after when they show the Frau Trump.
Yeah. The other one's better.
What was the name of the album? Do you remember?
I don't know. WWF the Music. I think. This is it. Yeah, Roar to War. Yeah, they're in the chat. They're saying Val Venus intro. That's our After Dark. I'm getting pumped up. This is nostalgic. Oh, that's the next part. Sorry. I'm fucking it up. It sounds like Biohazard.
Awful.
It's good for wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't really listen to this.
Better without the vocals. Okay, the members of the band are John Olivia of Sabotage and Trans-Siberian Orchestra on vocals. Michael Begim and Ali Schneider also on vocals. Oh, they did the vocals for Thorny Rye.
Oh, they're from Falconer, right?
John Olivia did the vocals on the other song. We're All Together Now.
Wait, can we hear the one with John Olivia?
Guitar is Scott Ian and Kenny Hickey.
Kenny Hickey of Typo Negative.
Well, Scott Ian says yes to everything. Right. The bass is Gary from Propane and Crumb Suckers.
You can hear Scott Ian's voice in the gang vocals.
And the drummer is Tim Mallaire of Overkill.
Wow.
Play the other song. Hear that.
That's pretty crazy. I never knew that this was Scott Ian.
Yeah.
Scott Ian holds the key to my musical youth.
I thought it was two guys from Anthrax. I guess that was wrong.
Scott Ian is the only one with Propane.
Yeah.
Joey Belladonna did the catering for the recording session. So it was
your pizza's ready! Ready!
Alright, I have the other song.
We're all together!
I love it.
This was what they would play with the crowd show.
Yeah, this is after it.
Yeah, that's like 15 years ago.
I bought this album. It came out in 96. That's unbelievable.
Most of our audience wasn't born yet. Look at Noah rocking out.
Love it.
Noah's crab walking.
If you were born after 96 in the chat, say me.
We got 1, 4, 5.
This is probably why I like power metal. I used to watch.
Get it on your feet. That's on my hair. We're all together. That's music. Everyone's listening to it.
Yeah, some of them are making me feel really old.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know if I mentioned this on here. I was talking to a girl that was, like, I guess 20 or 19 or something. And somehow her birthday came up, and she's like, oh, yeah, I was born in 1990.
Oh.
I was like, get out. I couldn't even, like, I still can't process the fact that somebody who was born in 1990 could process thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, if someone was born in 1990, they're 20 right now.
Yeah, 20.
That's
this was
unbelievable.
Recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You fuck her, though?
No.
Because of that?
No. Never got around.
Did it add to it?
No, honestly, like, jokes aside, I don't have a thing about, like, if the girl is 19 and she's hot and she's not an idiot, I would be into it, but I don't, like, specifically look for a girl at 19. doesn't turn me on.
So what didn't work out about this one, Dad?
It never works out. I'm very picky. I'm like the
smallest thing. She was born in 1990. He just said it.
That's not. That didn't. I could have got over that.
Everyone in the chat is now putting the year that they were born.
There's always lots something that pisses me off. I think I self-sabotage too. Like,
so do I. We all do it.
Yeah.
That should be the name. The new name of the show.
Noah self-sabotages.
Self-sabotage. I like that one. That could be my band.
Rob, too. Yeah. You know what I figured out? I feel like I only am not comfortable having sex with girls I don't really like that much.
That's because you watch all that humiliation
and
porn.
No, it's not nothing to do. I watch regular porn, too.
Wait, you can
it depends
only have
on my
sex
mood.
With
well,
girls
not only,
feel
but
nothing?
I mean, I feel it makes it easier. Because, like, what I don't know. It's a long story. I don't even want to get into it.
We still have time.
We can help you, Dan.
Well, I don't know how to really put it into words anyway. I just feel like
so then show us physically on okay. Noah.
No.
Nice.
Show on you. To react like
you
I have scurvy.
Sid moves.
Jeez.
My what?
Your
moves. My moves?
You're saying I should titty fuck Sid?
Rob's got bigger moves than me.
What?
I don't know.
My God.
Man, tit fuck. Man, tit fuck. Tit fuck. My God, your breath. Hey, tit fuck. I wrote that song into the ground. Oh, that other song we were going to talk about was the Dr. Dre song.
Is it about Dr. Pepper?
No, actually, it's about pot, surprisingly enough. But don't you feel like, well, first of all, you can play it, and then...
Yeah, I'll cue it up.
But I feel like, you know, it's sort of to the point where we get it. Like, we know you like weed.
Yeah.
And
the single is called Kush.
I thought it was Snoop Doggy Dog.
He's like, yeah, it's featuring Snoop Dogg and Akon.
Oh.
Akon was horrible.
Featured on everything.
Didn't Akon, like, rape a girl on stage or, like, beat her up?
He body slammed a little kid.
Oh.
Yeah, but he also got in trouble for, like, dry humping a girl who he pulled on stage. She turned out to be 15 or something like
that. Is
that
the one that Jenny works with?
It could be. She would like Akon.
Did you see Usher got kicked in the face during one of his shows with, like, when they call the woman up from the crowd and, you know, dry hump and stuff? He, like, called the woman up and there was, like, a couch or something that they were going to sit on. So she, like, put her leg up on the couch, and as she was putting her leg up, she accidentally kicked him on the face.
Oh.
And he's like, that's all right. We like it rough and bad.
Yeah, that don't ruin the mood, baby.
But she totally kicked him in the face.
We could do it while I'm mopping the floor.
How come they never do that at metal shows?
They should, right? You'd go on stage.
Yeah,
you know, Watain should totally bring a girl up on stage.
Yeah.
And, like,
most of those bands aren't into girls, that's why I know.
Oh.
What if Falconer brought you on stage? What would you do?
I'm probably never going to get a chance to see Falconer.
Mountain Man!
They'll never come to the States.
Where are they from?
I think Finland?
Let's put it this way, though. If they did that, you'd go to Finland. Right? If they fucked the girls. Like,
yes,
they're a Swedish power metal band.
Swedish, sorry.
What some fan you are.
What happened to the Dr.
They're
Dre?
Not my favorite band. I just like them.
I want to hear that song. It's been 11 years since this guy put out. To me, it sounds like everything that's on the radio.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like I would think Dr. Dre would take pride in putting out, like, a good quality song.
I wanted him to do one of those West Coast beats, you know? This is just like...
I want to hear that Gin and Juice song.
All right, we'll play it out of the show. Nah, it's just, it's not terrible. It's just,
yeah.
No, it's just average shit.
It's just a polished hip-hop song.
And then another song about how he loves weed so much. In fact, the whole album's about weed. I have the other song here. Here it is. He went a different direction on this one.
Oh, wow. Acoustic guitar from Dr. Dre.
Bury me in a marijuana field.
Just bury me in a marijuana field.
By
who?
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre featuring Ned Flanders. You know what this song's about? He's saying, when I die, bury me in a marijuana field. So that the pot plants will grow out of
it. But who is this actually?
G.A. Quintet. It's just an old folk song.
Shoot me in your head,
oh, God.
Shoot me in,
really, oh!
Wanna be wise, let me fertilize your garden spot in you. Roll a joint, dump out of me.
Where the hell did you
Who
find
shoots
this?
Up weed intravenously?
Robba.
No, I...
Guys, when I die, I want you to cremate me. Get a spoon, liquefy my cremation, and then shoot me up.
Isn't that a Cannibal Corpse song?
So that I...
cremation?
So that I could literally be a part of all of you when I die. You would get so high probably from my ashes.
Gross.
And we'd all smoking a ton of resin.
We'd all start talking really loud for like 4 hours.
It's like eating a KFC double down sandwich.
Or because we're smoking your formaldehyde.
Oh.
Rob, wasn't there another Christmas song you wanted to play at some point today that you found?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, first we have... first we have a new user submission that I'll get to in a little bit.
Oh.
But before we get to that, there's a new Christmas song from an old friend of ours. I just have to find it.
Once you linked me to this, but I didn't click through because I wanted to save it to hear it for the first time on the show.
Is it the Googler?
No. Hold on. Just give me a few seconds.
Once the song kicks in, you'll know who it is.
I'll play the Googler song while you're doing that.
Googler, I hope you're ready for this.
Googler, rest in peace.
I know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. That can wait, I guess. I'll play that at the end of the show, too.
Well, long-time fans of the show will recognize this. New fans will appreciate it anyway, so I'll just play it.
Background music from like Lion King or something.
Produced by Will I Am.
Can you fuck a pussy tonight?
She's definitely upped her dance move game. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't see. What's she doing?
It's quite suggestive.
Wasn't it before?
It's even more so.
And here's the original.
Yeah.
Welcome to what's going to be playing in your head for the next week.
Come on, Rob, tickle her with your beard into the mic.
Tickling her beard.
Well, we got another voicemail. I don't know what this is about, but.
Hello. This is Mike Portnoy. How did you guys like my new user submission I sent you? Christmas vagina vagina, Christmas poozy poozy. For Christmas fuck fuck my poozy poozy.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I didn't know that it was you.
He's so talented.
Wow.
Yeah. I could have been sevenfold, let that go.
They're lost.
Yeah.
Maybe that was on their new album. You don't know. That could be like the new single.
It's a saint you're letting walk out that door. M Shadows.
My poozy poozy.
Please.
That's hilarious. She should make an album already. What the
fuck? She's got like three
or
four songs.
Can we get her on the show? We should have her call
yeah.
the show and
What's
start singing for us. nothing. She's making videos for YouTube.
Exactly.
Well, doesn't she have a Sirius channel that's just all her music?
Yeah,
she hooked that up for Noah. I saw when they signed her, the stock went up 3 cents.
She has her own wing.
But now it's up to 2 cents.
So I can't get to her because she has her own wing in the building.
The Poozy wing.
You need a special one.
They just gave her a $50 million contract. Like, how it's done.
I think we need to hear that last voicemail again. I feel
yes,
like.
Please.
Okay, all right. Hold on. I got to cue it up. Talk about Poozy for a minute.
Has that been this whole show?
Yes. Hello, Mike. You there?
Hello.
Oh.
This is Mike Portnoy. How did you guys like my new user submission I sent you? Christmas vagina vagina, Christmas poozy poozy. For Christmas fuck fuck my poozy poozy.
Oh, that Mike. Oh, Mike, you're a talented man.
Oh, Mike really has a lot of free time in his hands.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's 10 o'clock already. Holy shit.
Time flies when you talk about poozy poozy.
Poozy poozy.
We actually have a caller.
Oh. All right,
put him through.
We have 781 calling back.
Hello.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I'm calling with Gmail so I can hear myself when I talk.
Is it not the way you always wanted?
Do you have anything to say?
Yeah. I had a question that I didn't get to ask.
Notice that this echo now is making him talk even slower than he usually talks because he's listening to it.
He's like, wait, who's that talking? That guy sounds exactly like me. Oh, it's me.
He's getting
but
confused.
He has to have
wait,
that moment of clarity after every word. So.
Can you still hear me?
All right, wait.
Okay, I love my cell phone. All right, so I wanted to know who this person was that posted a really grim list on your website of top 10 albums or whatever.
Kim Kelly, she's a writer for us.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because that was like basically all the end of the year list that I enjoyed.
Maybe one day she'll come on the live cast.
That's unfortunate.
Like, I
well,
read
it's fortunate
it
that you at least enjoyed one of our lists.
Yeah. I read it and my underwear was filled with semen.
What?
He read it and his face filled with semen. That's what I got.
Oh, my underwear.
This is like Shlomo now. We have to interpret everything he says.
Come on,
did you do
anything
that I ejaculate on myself?
Get with it.
We're done.
All right, we can't take any more calls, so I believe we should wish everyone happy holidays.
Oh, well, I have the user submission that I wanted to play.
Oh, I thought you played it. I thought it was the Pussy Pussy.
No.
Sorry, I didn't step on your toes there.
That was something else. So let's play this.
It's Christmas time, but at little injection, everyone's got the blues. Mostly because most of the cast is made up of Jews. But I knew how to spread some cheer that would make them feel better. But since I live really far away, I'm just gonna see what I give them.
It sounded like, Mama, I'm coming home.
You know, it sounds like
Mama. I'll get you a bag of weed. Since I know you like weed.
Sounds like Tommy.
Should I get you a shit TV? A punk or something shit like that. You know what? I'd get you another certificate. Also, you can smoke some of Rob's stash. Darren, why do they even call you TV? When they literally say your name all the time. That's not your presents for you.
Plus, no one's actually getting any presents, so it doesn't really matter. Job, you're not even Jewish, so no one really cares, okay?
Yeah!
Nice, I love you, okay?
No, you don't have to add that.
You're my favorite.
What?
Hey.
Did Sean write that?
All right.
Sean. That was actually from Sean.
Yeah.
No.
Why do
no,
I have to share the hash with you? Why can't I just get my own stash, I mean?
Because you're Jewish.
That was from The Ripper.
That's pretty good. Because you're the most Jewish of all of us,
yeah.
So you don't get to have any real presents. We get partial presents. You get nothing.
I got a certificate.
Yeah, he said that he wasn't giving you anything. I thought, Darren.
No,
you're not getting anything.
He didn't. He just didn't name a present.
No, he said you're not getting anything, but nobody's really getting anything. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, I missed that.
No, come on. Can you not play that
I
want to
get some Poozy Poozy for Christmas.
Why are we doing this?
Because it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll definitely link to the video in the description. So does that wrap us up for today?
Yes, Rob, wrap it up.
Well then, that wraps things up for today.
Wrap up your vagina.
We will be back next week with another new episode.
Wait, what? So we don't even get like a holiday or anything? We don't get 1 week off? We have to always come back?
We get 6 days off every week.
Yeah.
Can I get like 1 week off for my birthday, which is coming up?
Happy no, your birthday isn't on a Wednesday.
So what? In honor of me.
Next week will be the Darren birthday episode.
Oh,
which
shot for Darren.
Which means he has to do a shot of Coke Zero every time somebody calls in.
I'm a lightweight.
Dude is going to be so caffeinated.
No, a shot of butter. Melted butter.
What? Why would I eat that? That doesn't even get you high. By the way, we have another voicemail.
Oh, another voicemail. Man, Mike Portnoy.
This is Mike Portnoy. I just found out you guys are Jewish. I'm not interested in the job anymore.
Oh, you gotta go there, too.
You know, I was quite alarmed this week when Darren informed me that Mike Portnoy is a Jew.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he was an Italian.
No, he's Jewish.
Like a Catholic guy.
I wikied it. He's from Long Island.
I'm going to send him an email.
The fucking Long Island Jew. Not for nothing, but, you know. What?
You should drum for Billy Joel. Why hasn't he done that yet?
Yeah, Portnoy.
I wonder if Mike Portnoy is on J-Date. Then I'd sign up.
Portnoy is a Jewish, Russian name, I think.
Yeah,
I think. Like, it sounds like kind of Tolstoy, you know.
Yeah.
Those oi names.
He could be Billy Joel's designated driver. Let's make that happen.
All right, we'll
the Pizza Destroyer, get on that.
We'll see what we can do.
I like how you're pushing this
Yes, I'm going to keep doing it. Until I forget next week and stop.
He only destroys one specific pizza and then he's done. It's not like he is a destroyer of all pizzas in general.
No, he's the designated pizza destroyer.
Oh, that could be that too, but he could be the destroyer of the pizza.
Fair enough. But then he'd be the pizza destroyer.
Yeah, isn't that what you're saying?
The pizza destroyer.
I don't think that changes it.
So the and the.
Completely different.
I didn't know they were different words.
Yeah, V has two E's.
T-H-E.
What if it was...
How do you spell V?
T-H-E-E.
What if he was the pizza destroyer? Like the, comma, you're addressing him.
I don't like that way. It's giving him too much credit.
Speak V, pizza destroyer.
Okay, you've convinced me. I've come around to it.
Vagina, vagina. Vagina.
V, vagina, pussy destroyer. Oh, it's going out. Let's go out on a good note.
Okay.
Gin and Juice.
Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice, Metal Injection Radio. See you next week.
I'm serious. Look out. Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben, get some bubble gum in this motherfucker's nose.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop Dogg double G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you want to do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboy too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But for what?
We don't let them home.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. Jeans up, hold down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking menthol, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay
back. Rolling down the street,
talking
in
and
sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
Lay back.
bitch.
Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Jay. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these in your teeth, cause you get none of these. Eddie,
oh, yes,
I'm
Rolling down the street,
soaking
in
dough,
sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Of course.
Rolling down the street, soaking in dough, sipping on gin and juice.
Funny. Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tango Ray. And a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping. I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cop. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dough. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking me.
Got any weed?
No.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
If you turn up here with me, I love you, Mary.
Stop making fun of me.
We're making fun with
of
you.
Of course.
Ready for this. Bargain, but he just don't care. It's obvious questions haunting your nightmares.
give an answer. Just keep pressing. It might be wiser just to stick to instant messaging. So take your phone off the hook and pray. Change the number to unlisted, but he's gonna find it anyway. Yo. I Googled it.
He's Rob's hand phone. He's a Googler, baby. I hope he don't kill me. He might know where you live. He's a Googler, baby. Oh God, please don't kill me. He's Rob's hand phone. He's a Googler, baby. I hope he don't kill me.
That's true. Okay, thank you.
He might know where you live. He's a Googler, baby. Oh God, please don't kill me.
Please don't kill us, Googler.
Yes.